Curiosity.
So the Roots of Curiosity team have just arrived on this beautiful island of Asuj. I'm Sam.
I'm Patricia.
I'm Rita.
And we're part of the Systems Neuroscience Lab, 23 scientists that will spend the next 4 days exploring this beautiful island and also exploring scientific questions that are pertinent to the laboratory.
Throughout the podcast, we will know why are we here, how we are going to explore these scientific questions, and what exactly people did in order to reach that outcome.
Hi, Zach.
Hi.
You're the principal investigator of this laboratory we so endearingly call Manen Lab, and you've been doing these sort of scientific retreats for quite a while now, and it seems to be an important part of sort of your laboratory, and I was wondering if you could sort of briefly describe what it is that draws you to holding these scientific retreats year after year.
Why do we keep doing it? The retreats we were discussing with some of the people in the lab, they sort of started in 2010. So this is supposed to be the seventh format. So nowadays in these retreats, there's sort of a program of activities that are somewhat scientific, and then there's sometimes things to do like walking around. This time we're in the Azores, so there's a lot of stuff to do. The basic idea is to have some space to talk about things that you normally just don't get to in the daily grind because they're too abstract or too far off. So things that tie together different people in the lab who may have different projects and not have that much to do with one another, bigger questions about what we're doing, this kind of things can come up and be explored in the context of the lab retreat, which you have 2, 3, 4 days out of the year when you're not supposed to be working on what you do day to day. It doesn't really happen that much in a 2-hour meeting that you have every week or two. So that's the basic idea. So this is a sort of social function to bring people together. Sometimes that's more important. Some people have things to work out or meet each other, this kind of thing. And then there's this scientific interaction about the more long-range, abstract, putting it all together kind of questions.
Do you see that the impact of these retreats, do you see them in the lab later on? Do some of these sort of social cohesion or these insights of more abstract ideas, do they become sort of applicable to the laboratory?
Well, as a scientist, it's one of those kind of experiments that you don't really have a proper control for, so
right.
It's really hard to tell where we would be if we hadn't been doing that.
And it must be very nuanced and subtle.
Yeah, so there's a reference point, which is this lab retreat that happened in Madeira in 2010, I believe, where I was putting the direction on the thing, and we were doing a lot of exercises about drawing each other's projects and acting out each other's projects. And it was very explicitly about trying to get people to understand what everyone else in the lab was doing. And it culminated in some discussions that were a bit more freeform and, you know, normal discussions and rather than drawing, where it really felt like everyone finally had all these ideas that mostly were only in my head, but like were individually in other people's heads, and all of a sudden people were putting it all together. And for me, this was like an ecstatic scientific experience,
right,
which I know will never repeat itself, but to some degree, living in that shadow, we try different things. Lately, I have had less programming of the thing. Like this year, I didn't have all that much to do with the way it's structured, and that's kind of fun to explore the, you know, impact that the thing can have.
Like, yes.
Last year, we did a retreat organized primarily by Gautam that was about doing experiments in the retreat itself, which we had never really done before. And I didn't think it would really work, but it was very interesting. It worked. I don't know exactly what the outcome is, but at the end of the retreat, I was saying, gosh, we should do this every year. We should like take a week every year and do an experiment all together and then like try to publish it. Usually I'm slightly more enthusiastic at the end than everybody else is, but not always do we follow through 100%. But I do feel, even if I don't have proof, that somehow it adds up to make a difference. So that's why we keep doing it.
Perfect. Yeah.
It's worth noting that I sort of specialize in retreats of all kinds. We have faculty retreats. We have CNP-wide retreats where there's 200 people going all together. I think each group has its identity, and if they have, I think it helps to build the identity and maintain the stuff that goes on between people that constitute the life of the group. Like somehow, yeah. If the people are not together physically, you can put it on the webpage, but it doesn't really make it a group, right?
Right.
So lab meetings is one thing, but lab meetings is always like a little bit tense kind of atmosphere, and it doesn't have enough time for everyone to contribute.
Nor the scenic background of this, so it is.
Yeah, of course, and then it's nice to take advantage of the fact that we can do this.
Great. Well, last question.
It's what companies do. We're just trying to be more like companies.
Okay. So there's many more questions I could ask, but just the last question, because
yes.
I know we have to leave.
Yes.
Where are we going now, and what are we about to do?
Well, that's a good question. So we're in the Azores, we're in San Miguel. We're in Furnish, which is a place that has a lot of volcanic activity. And we're going to the town in a moment, and we're going to see a garden and probably swim a bit in the pool and have casito.
Sounds great.
Yes.
Okay, cool. We'll explain what casito is in another podcast.
Yeah, certainly.
Thanks, Zach.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hi, Gautam. We are producing a podcast about the retreat. And basically, we started with Zach asking him, why do we retreat? What's the philosophy behind it, or what's the aim behind it? And given that you've kind of been conducing the group towards our goals, we wanted to ask you two questions. The first one is basically, why the team? Why exploration, exploitation?
Well, we chose this theme based on an exploration. So, you know, we have this very large space of possibilities when we think about how do we envision this retreat to be. The simplest thing to do would be to have no theme at all, and that, I think, has been tried in the past. And last year, which I was also a part of, we had a different theme, which was going from ideals to reality. And so one thing that struck me with that is this idea that by having constraints, you actually free creativity to express itself. Giving a sense of direction paradoxically allows the exploration to unfold. And the theme also just resonated with me at a very personal level, because I think as scientists, we confront these very conflicting value systems, one of which really valorizes explorers, those of us who accidentally discover something very profound, and at the same time, at a day-to-day level, it rewards exploitation in the form of papers and grants and beating out other people to a certain discovery. And so in a way, I think many of us feel torn between these two perhaps artificial ends of the spectrum.
Hello, Nico. You are one of the participants of this amazing Azores retreat.
Hey.
So we are all here in this island trying to explore and exploit. And we have different projects. And I believe you were doing a project using drawing as a tool. Can you tell us a little bit more of the challenge that you had to face yesterday?
We went to Furnish, and the challenge was, we decided we wanted to draw something and explore our 2D mapping of 3D space abilities. And then we decided to just sit all in a kind of a circle and try to do the full panorama. So every person had a slot of the 360 view that we had. And we just stood there for, what, couple of hours. I'm just playing around and drawing. And it's interesting. I can't draw, come on. But it's interesting. It's interesting to allow yourself to sit down and play around with these things. And it's a good exercise of observation, actually, drawing. Oops.
I was wondering if you, at the moment, you can tell if this is helpful in some way in the lab, or if you think that this context and drawing in particularly, you know, like I was wondering if it's more, it is good because it takes you out of the context, it puts you in some kind of other behavioral mode of work, or if it's something that you immediately recognize resemblance from the lab work, but it's much freer or much looser in terms of aim, so it's it releases some tension, let's say.
Yes and no.
Intellectual tension.
Yes and no. Yes, because the tools are completely different, although they're very familiar, it's pen and paper. It's good for various reasons, and it releases tension for various reasons. One, because you're in a special setting. Then because you allow yourself time to not have a particular aim or come up with a goal that you can do together or not, which is not really what you do in the everyday life. On the other hand, the exploration part is very familiar. The problems that I face, that I feel myself facing while trying to learn how to draw, are more or less the same problems that I feel I face during, and I still face during my PhD, which is I don't know how to do something, and what's the best way of learning how, maybe the most efficient way, the feeling of this is probably wrong, but let's see where it goes. It's a good. I enjoy the feeling, and it's something that's very familiar to the process, or at least my process of doing a PhD, of starting with a completely blank slate and trying to figure out what project to do, why you should do it, how you should do it, and what are the skills required.
Here we are again. So we are in Azores, actually now doing a hike in the middle of the mountains and near a lake to create this good atmosphere to discuss exploration and exploitation. And I wanted to ask you, Gautam, what do you think are we going to take back to the lab from this retreat, from discussing and exploring and exploiting so many different projects? What are the things that you believe we can take back to Lisbon into our work?
Yeah, so I think one very central part of this year's retreat is the setting. So we're in this amazing place that many of us have not experienced before, and that allows us to create something from the ground up. We are removed from this context that has for so many years defined the way that we are with ourselves and with each other. And one thing that really struck me about this environment is the natural order. So just the way in which trees intertwine, the way that lichen grows on a twig that grows on a stump of another tree that died a long time ago. There's a certain web that would appear to be really entangled and hard to get through or evolve or somehow navigate, and yet it seems that the natural environment has managed to really thrive with such a dense network of interactions. So what I see as being an outcome of this retreat is not necessarily to come up with a formed set of ideas, but rather kind of infiltrate our mind in this very non-symbolic way, in which we see these, we have these hard-to-define experiences that are entangled with each other and with the environment, and somehow invigorate this very rational and compartmentalized effort that we engage in on a day-to-day basis without us being necessarily the wiser.
And the question that I'm asking is, what do you take from the retreat to the lab? And you can, I incentivize you to answer with a short sentence or with a word. And for instance, for me, I would take to the lab, would like to take to the lab, the permanent, the constant feeling of playfulness that I felt throughout the retreat.
I'll take the constant exploration mood and the time to look at details and try to improve.
I'll take the fascination that by being part of a larger self-organizing system, everything will work out.
I'll take the feeling that different languages have different meanings, but the feeling is usually the same.
I guess I'll take to the lab an attention to details and a sense of reliance and support that exists between us.
I'll try to take the constant state of being in flow or flux.
I take gratitude for the appreciation of the constant unfolding of life, including mine and all of yours.
Beautiful.
I'll take proximity and inspiration.
A sense of nourishment, and that exploration in group can be fun.
Can we take a pineapple also?
Roots of Curiosity.